But first, it is the Chinese New Year, and 2017 is the year of this one. Except it's decided not to play. Let's try it again. It's the year of this one. Yeah, year of the rooster. The Chinese zodiac moves in a 12-year cycle. It means the year you were born will decide which animal you are. Well, in Chinese astrology, the 12 animal signs each have unique characteristics. But how accurate are they? We sent our reporter, Blanca Munoz, out onto the streets of Bristol to find out. My computer that plays all the little bits of sound that you hear on the radio has decided it's really not playing ball anymore. We'll give it one more chance. Nope, not happy about that one at all. Well, across the West, celebrations will take place to celebrate the new year, including right here in Bristol at the Wai Yi Hong Chinese supermarket in Eastgate. Jo Short's the manager and she joins me on the line now. Morning to you, Jo.
Hi there, Ali.
Oh, I'm very pleased you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, all the sound has decided to give up on me, so it's very nice to have a human being on the end of a phone line. Now then, tell us a little bit about the event that you put on.
Well, it's an event that we've kind of put on for the last, it must be almost 30 years now, and we just seem to get bigger and better each year. We have lion dances, and this year we've got we've pulled out all the stops. We've got everyone in our local community to kind of pitch in, and we've got ribbon dances, fan dances, there'll be kung fu demonstrations, and X Factor finalist Tita Lau will be performing for us as well. And we've got all our friends with street food to come and have a stall as well. So there is Vietnamese food. So if you're celebrating Vietnamese New Year, which is very similar and the same to Chinese New Year, then you can enjoy some Vietnamese food. And we've got sushi, we've got all sorts of things.
And is it good for business as well for you? It must be, because it's so much, you know, that people love to talk about it.
It's one of those things that it gets bigger every year and it gets more expensive to run every year.
I can imagine. So the expectations go up, don't they?
Yeah, we kind of do it just because it's fun and it's, you know, it's really good for the kind of Chinese community and for the local community spirit. So it's, you know, we wouldn't say, you know, it's supposed to kind of make us a lot of money. It's just
there,
you know,
to be.
Just to be and to just really celebrate our culture.
I was fascinated to learn reading this morning about the exchange of money that goes on. Is that a Chinese New Year tradition?
Yes. So from a very early age, you'll learn to say "Gong Hei Fa Choi," and then if you're a bit cheeky, you say "Lei Si Dao Loi," and that means that wishing you prosperity and "Where's my red envelope, please?" because what we do is married couples tend to give youngsters red envelopes with cash money in it.
Oh wow!
Although the kind of modern day technology has kind of caught up with us, and now people give virtual red envelopes through iPhones and whatnot.
This is what I was reading. The forecasters across the world, they're expecting up to 100 billion digital red envelopes to be sent and received by Chinese well-wishers. I mean, that's a huge amount.
Yeah. It's all about kind of the more money you give, the more good karma you get back, if you see what I mean. And it is a way of filtering your money down to the younger generation. And it's a very kind of popular thing that we do.
Well, listen,
it's very linked to Chinese New Year.
It's lovely to hear from you. The celebrations with you start at 11:30.
We have got so many acts today that we've pulled it forward to 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay, 11
so,
o'clock.
We couldn't fit everything in if we started at 11.
Well, listen, I'm sure it'll be brilliant. You're at the Wai Yi Hong Chinese supermarket, which is massive, isn't it, in Eastgate? And you will see lots of things going on. Now, am I saying this right? I'm sure I'm not. Xing Yung Ki Lo? Is that Happy New Year?
I think you're trying to say Xin Nian Kuai Le, which is Mandarin for Happy New Year. And in Cantonese, we say Sun Lin Fai Lo.
Song Ying Kua Lo.
Yeah.
Not quite there, but I'll work on it. Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.